Did you know that an ancient way of preserving food still has the power to completely revolutionize your health? What if I told you that one simple trick, so old school that your grandparents did it, can actually boost immunity, fight chronic illness, slim our waistlines, and even help balance out our moods? And best of all, it's extremely affordable. What is this life-altering habit, and how can you implement it in your own life? Find out today on Return to Eden. Welcome to Return to Eden. I'm Allie Hinson. We're going to talk about something that can revolutionize your health today. But before we get into that, let me introduce my guests. He's a board-certified holistic health practitioner and professional fitness nutrition specialist. Please welcome Joe Horn. And he's a certified holistic health coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and product development manager for the professional grade supplement and body care line, Eden's Essentials. Please welcome Daniel Belt.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, Daniel, I want to jump right in this week because there's a lot to be talked about when it comes to fermentation. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is, you know, you kind of mentioned last week that some of these things are ancient. And the science is only now catching up to explaining how beneficial these things are. Fermentation has been around forever, really. Yes. And we're only now discovering how many things it does to really benefit a person's health. So why don't you jump in and talk about this a little bit?
It's not that we're just discovering it. We're just now scientifically validating it.
That's right, which is really exactly.
Kind of back to the kind of philosophy thing we've been talking about how we look at food and our relationships with these things. They discovered this through empirical data over time, and it's very profound. The science that we have is so profound in regards to fermentation, it feels like we're discovering it. But it is ancient, as you said, and it just validates everything that we knew historically. And the benefit that we are in today is that information is widely disseminated. It actually wasn't widely disseminated in the ancient world. There were a few places that really understood, like Bulgaria and Mongolia, you know, with yogurts and then things like krauts and like kimchis and things of that nature. But it wasn't particularly widespread, but it was obvious the health benefits that they got from that. And in line with themes, again, we really want to make supplements. We want to provide the best tools available. But this is also important to understand, these things should be a part of your daily life on a somewhat regular basis. You don't have to do a whole huge amount all the time, but it really, really matters because fermentation, specifically what it does is it creates a bacterial ecology and culture in with, say, cabbage, right? Like a sauerkraut. And that bacteria then eats the cabbage, which is what makes it all soft. It's what's called pre-digested fiber at that point. Well, when it does that, all of the nutrients are kind of then metabolized and broken out into the brine and stuff that's in it and then on the cabbage itself. And these are like miracle workers. Like it is...
For our bodies.
For our bodies.
For our guts.
Can I interrupt for just a minute? Is this what probiotics are then for the viewers? So this is the most natural...
Well, this is... What we're describing is far superior, in my view, from like an over-the-counter, even high-dollar probiotic. And by the way, really quickly, before the end of the show, we're going to reveal some of nature's most powerful fermented superfoods and how you can get them.
Yeah. So the fermentation process is, like you said, so much more than just a probiotic. You can never buy its equal. And there are good things about products that you can get that have probiotics in them. It's superior by far because it is not just probiotic, which is kind of the word that people know, but there's also prebiotic and postbiotic.
Right, exactly.
And that really matters. Pre, pro, and post, which is the conditions that allow for that bacteria to actually thrive and proliferate. It's a mixture of these things. You have the good bacteria, that's the pro itself.
And when you say good bacteria, though, you've got to explain, because viewers that are maybe just tuning in for the first time may not even know, when we say we're talking about good bacteria, bad bacteria, what are you talking about with your gut? So the gut is your immune system.
Yes.
For a lack of a better way, and to condense the program, because we're not going to get into, you know, 17 shows today on gut health. But by now, we hope if you've been following the program, you know the importance of gut health is paramount to every other aspect of your health. So when he's talking about the enzymatic parts of fermentation, or he's talking about the healthy bacteria, we're in a war right now in this country in particular with the foods that most of us eat, with our gut ecology. So you've got terrible overgrowths like candidas. fungal or yeast overgrowths that have taken place in the gut. They have run away. They now outnumber the good bacteria, and so they are in there ravenously prioritizing what they want. And our bodies essentially become host bodies and side effects of these terrible imbalances. So one of the ways to start reclaiming health, you can't even talk about, Daniel, you cannot even talk about reclaiming health or putting into remission an autoimmunity or overcome a cellular distraction without talking first about gut health.
Yes.
So it very quickly, without going into an entire show on gut health, that's kind of the big picture reason why today we are focusing so hard on fermented superfoods.
Yeah. And when we say gut health, that affects not just your immunity, metabolism,
hormones,
inflammation,
everything.
Hormones. Bacteria is responsible for the assimilation of nutrition. It is
that's
intrinsic.
It.
You cannot separate those two things.
Oh, that's
and
it.
So if you destroy the bacteria in your body and it does not have the capacity to proliferate or to continue to grow, then you cannot be healthy. Your body will
that's
not
right.
be able to break its stuff down. And then stuff will sit in your stomach and turn rancid.
Or you're wasting money. I would even offer this too, that a lot of people, in an effort to reclaim health, they've gone to holistic style, natural style, healthcare practitioners, and they've been given these supplement protocols.
Mm-hmm.
You've talked about
yeah.
this in the past. I call it the supplement hamster wheel,
yeah.
where every 60 days we switch the protocol around. But if none of them specifically address gut health, you might be swallowing tons and tons of money, essentially,
yeah.
in the form of supplementation that your body cannot even compute.
Yeah,
it does not have the healthy bacteria that it requires to break those nutrients down and actually use them for your benefit. You're just passing a whole lot of wasted
yeah.
cash and burdening the body.
Yeah, well, and to be honest, your story, and again, we don't want to go too much and relitigate that too far, but it's like giving you a folate, which is a type of B vitamin, when you're not prepared. And it will devastate you.
Right.
Like if
and he's talking about part of my past.
Yeah. In his
turning
history.
To B vitamins to increase things like energy, because you hear this. Increase
yeah.
metabolism.
But he wasn't ready.
But my body was not ready.
Yes.
My body was not ready. Now the miracle, oh my gosh.
That's why, and
mushrooms,
that's why I referenced
mushrooms, 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 mushrooms. I'm sorry, but
yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I've just lost my mind with these mushrooms. But like Daniel, come on, man. I could not touch B vitamins. You know this.
I do.
How many years did we work on various ways to try to get a vitamin B in mice?
About 2 years.
There was a whole cocktail of things that we started doing. And, you know, fermented sauerkraut, kimchi, fermented foods. But I am telling you what, guys, I probably popped through the screen just now, pounding on the mushrooms. But I'm just telling you the truth. So this tag team, Joe Horn is telling you that for me, the tag team of our fermented beets, the Eden's Essentials fermented beets, and the Eden's Essentials fermented mushrooms. These two have been like the dynamic super revolver cannon against so many of the imbalances that yeah. I was experiencing when we're talking about I cannot digest, I cannot absorb a B,
yeah.
I cannot receive the nutrition that I'm swallowing.
And it wasn't just folate, it was true for many things. I was just using it as an example.
No, I know, but when you say folate, my brain explodes because...
Yeah, but it shows. That's why I brought...
I'm
why
getting vitamin Bs and things that I wouldn't have been able to do 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah, and me and you, we worked through this process step by step, and to be honest, it turned out great, all things considered, and that we had to recondition the digestive system. And let's pivot back really quick to fermentation and fibers and lifestyle choices, because
right,
that
right.
is in combination with powerful tools. And we'll cover a little bit more in the supplements in just a minute. But these lifestyle choices
right.
you made that were very small. And I had told him in the beginning, it's not about eating a bowl of sauerkraut a day or a bowl of kimchi. It's about one bite. It's about consuming the amount that
right.
makes you not quit.
Right.
You don't get in that more is better, which we've talked about before. More is not better. It's not bad to eat more than one bite of kimchi, but we're not generally ready to do that. So it is much better to allow the body to get consistent daily nutrition. So in the fermented vegetables or even in fermented products, there are all the byproducts of the bacteria that metabolized
right.
that food. Fermentation unlocks nutrients. It also creates enzymes which are responsible for the breaking down of fat, sugar, protein, all these different things. It's intrinsic. But those things heal the epithelial linings, the gut linings that are pulling apart, and then the proteins and nutrients are seeping through into the blood and not having to go through the assimilative system.
Which people would maybe commonly have heard it referred to as leaky gut, which I'm telling you, Daniel, 6-7 years ago, none of the people in my stratosphere even heard the term leaky gut. But now a lot of folks are finally catching on. A lot of even chiropractors and stuff are talking, focusing in on leaky gut. But that's what you're talking about when you're talking about the lining of the epithelial and space that's given for that food to pass through. And those conditions, having a gut in that shape, it doesn't care about whether or not you swallow a vitamin B. It does not care. And that's where I think so much of that and methylation, which we talked about in Unlocking Eden, the book that we put out, people's bodies, if they're not ready, they cannot cope with nutrition. They cannot unlock nutrition. They cannot use nutrition. Now people are running blood labs. I step on myself because it's always a struggle to know what to share. But I always feel like there could be somebody out there watching the show that goes, that's me. And now they're hooked in and they're paying attention. But even people that have had blood labs drawn where they show that vitamin B is present in the bloodstream. Oh, you're not void. You got plenty. So let's take a look. Why is this thing happening with you neurologically? Why is this thing happening to your energy? Why is this thing? Just because a nutrient is present in the bloodstream does not mean that you're absorbing it. Is this making sense? So then you end up with like vitamin overload.
Yeah.
Body just can't cope. Liver is absolutely fatigued and the whole system's overwhelmed. So we need fermentation in our bodies.
Yeah. And there's so much data as this is really starting to be studied, and our, also our scientific methods by which we can measure these things is a lot better as well. So there's a lot being revealed and will continue to be revealed. But again, I would kind of pivot back a little bit what I said on a previous program that, you know, we are able to do capacities that we've never really been able to do before. And just like this can be engineered, it can be actually engineered a different way. It covers so much territory. When those epithelial linings, the gut linings, start to come apart in like a leaky gut, this leads to the a bevy and spectrum of autoimmune disease.
That's right.
Literally where your immune system will start attacking you. And it turns out in a variety of different ways, generally depending on where you're already weak. Meaning that these things would not come out if we did not create the scenario and conditions that allow that to become true. Because we want to make sure that we cover everything effectively. I also want to say that this would be true for other fermented foods. We're just using these as examples. But when you pickle, when you ferment these foods, it has such
carrots
a broad...
or onions or any number of things.
And actually, that's what I was getting into is... the diversity of fiber matters. So like if there is a carrot, a little carrot in there, and this is why you want to switch up between like a kimchi or a kraut, or is so that you can get a variety because they have different bacterial compositions. And then your stomach's culture is the same as the culture was on the counter. And so the more diverse that is, the more it's able to fight off bad things. The diversity is what determines its security. And that's why we have to have also good daily fibers in our diet and stuff like that.
I would love to, before we run out of time, Daniel, talk to you about immunomodulation. People are going to get tired of me. Joe, stop saying the word mushrooms. But I really do want to talk about our fermented mushrooms and our fermented beets.
Yes.
These are both staples. I have my entire family on these two. My father, who is dealing with long COVID, and I believe that these are some of the things that are really, really sustaining him at this point.
Yeah.
And the condition that he would be in, I can't even quantify without some of the nutritional support that he's getting. Especially last week, I shared what these fermented beets are doing for his cardiovascular blood pressure at this point.
Yes.
It is literally take his blood pressure, give him the beets with his breakfast or in a smoothie, and then retest blood pressure an hour later, and you can see a 15-point drop. And of course, we don't have time, but, you know, the doctors prescribing.
The mushrooms are being used for even as adjunct to cancer therapies, like literally alongside cancer therapy. It's propensity for addressing viruses, bacterias, the polyphenols, brain function, what's called BDNF, the way that neurons are made. The vascular dilation,
the polysaccharides,
blood sugar control, inflammation, memory. It's so amazing. And as far as your immune system and digestive system, I don't know of anything that equals it. And it's as clean as it is on the market. And this is really important. Beets are good to take, but when you ferment them, they are next level because there's three ways to get to the nutrients that's trapped in fiber. in these chitons, which are the kind of structure which holds it. You have to either extract it by using like alcohol or what's called a phytocritical extraction, different extraction methods to extract it. But these actually have costs, meaning that byproducts that aren't necessarily good. Or you can use a cooking method, like where you saute something that will actually break it down and the nutrients will be released, but you also lose the enzymes, you lose the bacteria, you lose some of the nutrients at the same time to get oxidative stress and some of these other things. But fermentation actually has none of that. And instead unlocks it to the highest degree, and it produces its own enzymes and bacteria to further help you get what is inside of it. And it changes it from what it was into something that is superior to what it is when you just pick it.
Let me ask you ladies a question here in the audience today. How many of you, raise your hand, don't be shy, how many of you take either one or both of the, it's basically unanimous. Okay, I didn't know that. The reason I ask is because I wonder how many people at home might see me holding these and still not know, what does he mean? Is there a beet inside there? Is there an actual mushroom? Mm-hmm. So these are both powdered formulas. Mm-hmm. And like with our mushrooms, reishi,
yeah,
shiitake mushroom, turkey tail. Yeah, so you just take one of those variety mushrooms and do a basic internet search, and you'll see everything from government agencies talking about the antiviral potential of viruses and things they've been able to quantify as effective in terms of, like you said, partnering with therapies to get people over autoimmunity and disease.
And they're as clean as you can choose. There's no better way. It's in a powder form, has nothing else in it.
And there's a scoop inside. Mm-hmm. So you follow the directions on the label. Mm-hmm. I take these in the morning. Well, anybody that knows me that my breakfast is really just a series of scoops of various nutrition, mostly from our Eden's Essentials cabinet.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And some vegetable pea-based protein, and that's it, and some fibers.
Yeah.
And that's all I eat, and I've gotten used to that.
A lot of that is because of your condition with MTHFR. You have to be very, very strict about
very
what you
strict.
Because if you even take like a greens, like if you even had a greens powder, he couldn't even think straight.
So can I do another praise report here? And I'm just being real with you guys. I'm very excited. I got set these down, stop saying the words mushrooms. But there were things even 2-3 years ago. You guys might remember the Time Bomb television series that we did. And I was feeling tremendous at that point in comparison to the death's door that I had been living at for all the years that led up to that book and all the revelations that we're in. I was honest about this at the time. I said, you know, there's times I feel 80, 85%, somewhere the very improved B+, that kind of thing. I was really honest at the time. There were a few things I was still working out. I remember doing radio. I did Coast to Coast AM. There was massive, massive television and radio audiences invited me on. And I remember talking to almost the whole world at the time. I had the interest of outlets that I couldn't have dreamed of having. Multiple millions of people listening to the information in the book Time Bomb, and it blew me away. But I, even at that time, never felt like I'm going to spike the football and exaggerate how well I feel so that my book will... It was never that. I always, even on radio, said, you know, there's days I'm down to 75%, but man, are we really up from death, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've always been honest.
Yeah.
To me, even stomaching like leafy greens that I need, if you're a person that knows genetic SNPs or methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase, the MTHFR genetic SNP, well, I ended up getting both hetero and homozygous genetic SNPs from both of my parents. So it's like the odds of that are like a meteor hitting the earth. You know, I got double dose, right?
Yeah.
What it means is my body struggles more than someone who is genetically normal. And I do air quotes because...
What's normal?
Normal is relative. So like, let's say you had perfect genes on paper, but then squandered your health with beer and peanut butter.
Which people don't know. They're doing these things.
They don't know.
Habitually.
Might feel a lot sicker than a guy who's being told, hey, on paper, you have a genetic variant that might mean that you struggle with vitamin B methylation. But maybe he's not even aware because he grows up in the Solomon Islands on locally traded fish and his body's not toxic enough yet to care.
Yeah.
Is this making sense?
Yeah, well, and also,
without turning the whole show into it, but I just wanted to say, and then I want to hear from you, even greens, my point.
Yeah.
People with MTHFR, they need their dark leafy greens. They need folate. They need B12. They need B6. They need all these Bs because their body is really slow or congested. They can't get enough no matter how much. And then if you eat them, if you take vitamin Bs or even a green mix with Bs, oh my.
Yeah, wreck your day.
Oh, I used to call it anesthesia disease. I'm not making this up. I would get one of the healthiest, most expensive leafy green formulas on the market and then bring them to Daniel and say, here, you can have these. I spent like $60 on this supply, and I take them, and I feel like I have anesthesia in my system following a surgery. Like, I mean, it's like I'm being powered down, and I'm foggy, and I'm screwed up. Here's my point. The combination, and there's some other things. Gelatin, mm-hmm. beef gelatin, mm-hmm. that's been very key. But when I combo these fermented foods with my gelatin and my nutrition and my vegetable proteins, I can now eat dark leafy greens and nuts.
Yeah.
I don't even know that I've had time to tell you this, Daniel, but nuts.
Yeah.
We're eating nuts
now. You couldn't touch these things.
No. Forget about it. Forget about it. And that's why some people are like, why have you put on 10 pounds, Joe? You know, they might notice that I'm a little heavier today than I was 3 years ago. And it's because my body is finally receiving some stuff that it was desperately overdue from. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
I know it seems like a shameless, never-ending infomercial with me doing like this with these products, but I'm just so thankful that God has given us access to nutrition like this. And that is why, by the way, we started Eden's Essentials.
Yeah, it's the reasons why.
It is literally. Daniel has a background that he talks about occasionally with his health being desperately close to the end on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally. And that is not exclusive to Daniel. Many here in the audience have had all kinds of...
Well, it's a lot of what has driven us to be as exacting as we are and to come to this place. Well, it's what led to this.
People asking us, where do we get supplements? This is how it started for me a few years ago. Eden's was born out of me going, I don't know where to send them online. Because the practitioner-grade stuff I get through my exclusive outlet, face-to-face with a practitioner, because he has a license or he's been approved to carry it, I can't send you a link on the internet.
Yeah.
And then so what I'm doing is I'm going to like Amazon.com and I'm hoping, and hey, here's the curcumin.
Yeah.
Here's a mushroom. But
it's the cleanest I can find.
It looks decent, but I can't guarantee the efficacy of it. And I said, I really got to stop this. We have to do it ourselves.
Yeah. I was fairly knowledgeable whenever we started, but I really got the opportunity to do the deep work that it really takes to get to the bottom. And it paid off in gold because I absolutely believe in our products. I take them, I use them, we all do. And kind of to your point, I specifically, and Joe can tell you, I struggle greatly with selling stuff. I only want to give
He doesn't want to sell a car.
It's his desire for me to, it's not his desire, but like to advocate for these, it's just not in me. But they've turned out so good. And I'm not talking about just my studies on studies and research. I've applied this, as you know, to so many of us here, and we've watched some really fundamental swings in the way things are turning out from people, all the way from long COVID, diabetes, MTHFR, the serious, serious things that wrecks lives. And that changes how I feel about what I go about to. So I want to illustrate this very clearly. And this is also why, you know, I go on about making sure we teach them about going through the steps and lifestyle, because these are tools. They can't replace these other things,
right.
But they are the most powerful tools I know of. And I want to say a couple of things really quick. We also have a fermented turmeric and fermented ginger.
Yeah.
It's an amazing product.
When you pair turmeric with ginger, and very quickly, with just a couple of minutes left, Daniel, people that may have never heard turmeric, the curcuma longa root. What is this? I hear about a curcuminoid. Why would I pair that with ginger? What does it mean?
Yeah.
Can you do a whole show in 1.5 minutes?
No, I can't. And this is why I'm just going to breeze over it a bit. One of the most powerful anti-inflammatories has anti-cancer, anti-tumor properties. It's got brain function, insulin resistance. It's a whole bevy of stuff. But it's an amazing in and itself. And we also have a fermented greens as well in a capsule form. It's the one that's not a powder. But I did want to say this. I want to cover beets really quick. We've talked about it. You went on it. But I want to run down a list as we're running out of time here and just list off two different strata of why the beets are so amazing. I'll give a bit of a list. I can't list it all. Of some of the things that are in it and a list of some of the conditions it addresses. So some of the conditions that it addresses is blood sugar, blood pressure, endurance for like when you work out or just through your day, the actual ability to have endurance, the nitric oxide, which is kind of a power molecule. That's what they give to people to lower blood pressure. And this is tied to where
exactly.
It can, when you get that dietarily, you can never compare that to having the right ability to regulate pressure every day, as opposed to no real ability to regulate blood pressure. And then one day you're just trying to drive it down. So also mitochondrial ATP production, that's your daily energy. That's you having energy. Mm-hmm. This is what beets provide. Blood flow, because it relaxes the blood vessels and vascular plasticity. Cardiovascular health. BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is a lot to do with how the brain continues to grow and function. Neuroplasticity, aging, stress, cholesterol, inflammation, brain health, cancers, eye health, liver health, detox phase two, which is a stage that your body has to get to remove the poison so your body can function correctly. Stroke, skin health, hair health, digestion, nerves, oxidative stress, dementia, acid reflux, ulcers, colon health. And that's just a
I'm sitting here over his shoulder looking at his list. Yeah. And he's literally just skipping over chunks because he knows that we're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time and I can't do it anymore.
But these are all available at the Eden's Essentials store at edensessentials.com.
And we are out of time.
Again.
Joe and Daniel, thank you so much for joining us these past 4 weeks. Thank you so much for being here. To everybody in the studio, viewers at home, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week on Return to Eden.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now. Trouble with digestion, diabetes, chronic fatigue, hormone imbalances, depression, autoimmune disease, and more. The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of vitally important nutrition. It is well established that the food we eat today has but just a fraction of the nutrition it once carried. Over the last 6 decades, there has been an alarming fall in nutrient density across the board, from fruits and vegetables to meat, dairy and eggs, due to soil depletion and intensive agricultural growing and harvesting methods. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? At Eden's Essentials, we provide the absolute best and cleanest nutrient-dense whole food supplements and personal care products on the market, derived directly from non-genetically modified foods grown from clean soil, free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest quality nutrition possible. So what is the Eden's Essentials difference? Well, many supplements on the market are packaged, labeled, and presented as healthy or even organic. But under the microscope, the ingredients may tell a different story. From expensive products being nutritionally void of what is advertised on the label, or using synthetic vitamins that our bodies struggle to absorb, to containing the same pesticides and herbicides we've already mentioned being used on foods, it's difficult to know what products are actually safe or as advertised. At Eden's Essentials, our products undergo a series of the most complete and rigorous raw material tests in the industry to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality bioabsorbable nutrition possible. We take pride in offering the most nutritionally dense supplements and the purest personal hygiene products available today. Our desire is to help serve the needs of everyday people so that they can achieve the highest degree of health possible. From our full-spectrum, immunity-boosting fermented mushrooms, some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition, to our 100% fermented organic whole beetroot powder for cardiovascular support, and our special Eden's blood sugar support for assisting proper insulin regulation, you can nourish your body like never before. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. Experience for yourself the Eden's Essentials difference and join the Eden's family. Visit edensessentials.com today.